Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 2nd, 2021. Today is Tuesday in the second week of Lent. One of the big themes in all of the Gospels is the subject of Jesus' authority. Often we read lines like, "They were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one with authority." That's from the Gospel of Mark. Plenty of times people ask, where does he get all of this? There's always confusion because people experience Jesus' teaching as more than what they would have thought from someone coming from Galilee. Now, there were plenty of itinerant preachers, but there was something about Jesus' teaching that both enamored people, amazed people, angered people, frustrated people. And in our passage today from John's Gospel, we see one of those encounters. Jesus is teaching in the temple. He arrives unexpectedly to teach, and the religious leaders say, "How is he teaching like this? He's not a person of learning. Where did he learn all of it? Where did he get it?" And in the words that follow, Jesus makes a claim. He claims that he is getting his teaching directly from God. That is an amazing claim. And in some quarters, people might say, "Sure, you're talking to God, right?" Others would be angered because to assume that sort of familiarity with the Almighty, well, that would border on blasphemy. So as I've thought about this encounter that Jesus has with the religious leaders, I've gone back and remembered something from a number of years ago when a group of churches here in Wauwatosa, pastors, led a series of study sessions. We called it Theology Uncorked. It was at the local wine store, and we would gather several Wednesday nights over the course of the summer, and we'd pose a question to the crowd that would show up. And this one particular evening, the question we posed was, "Do you have to believe in Jesus to be a Christian?" Now, at first, people were struggling with what that even meant. But pretty soon, the folks that we had began to talk a little bit about that. And what they heard that question to mean is, do you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is divine, in order to be a Christian? In other words, is it more important what we believe about Jesus or what we do with Jesus' teaching? Well, it became clear to me pretty quickly in the conversation that we had a number of folks among us who really weren't ready to believe in Jesus as the divine, eternal Son of God, as the church has taught for all these centuries, but they were quick to point out that they were on board with Jesus' ethic, to do the things Jesus said to do, to live the way that Jesus said to live. That was something that people could get on board with. I've reflected on that evening's conversation a number of times through the years, but today it came to me all over again. And here's how I'm making sense of that today. Maybe the reason we don't have in Christian churches the sort of adverse reaction to some of the things that Jesus says in the Gospels is because we've tamed Jesus. We've made him so accessible as some sort of leftist do-gooder that we've completely missed the point of his teaching. You see, his teaching isn't telling us necessarily and only about a better way to live. His teaching is challenging us to a different sort of relationship with God. God in the form of Jesus, God in the flesh, the Word made flesh, as John's Gospel says. This God comes to live among human beings, clothed as a human being, living with the limitations of a human being, and yet teaching in such a way that it challenges human understanding. Now, I'm not going to make a claim about what one must believe or not believe. At the end of the day, I'm thinking that I'm going to leave that between a person and God. However, if you will remember, what believing is in John's Gospel is not about what we can accept intellectually. What believing is putting our trust in someone, putting our whole trust in someone. John's Gospel is written as a way to invite the reader to put their whole trust in Jesus. And so, if we put our whole trust in Jesus as the Son of God, then perhaps the teaching, the ethic of Jesus begins to both make more sense, and it begins to hold greater authority, and we come face to face with the myriad of ways we fail to live up to that teaching. My guess is, if we think we're doing a pretty good job with following the teachings of Jesus, my guess is we probably haven't read the teachings of Jesus lately, and that includes people who wear white collars for a living. If, when we read the Gospels and we read the words of Jesus, we don't have at least one moment where we say, like the religious leaders in today's Gospel, "Who is he? Where did he get this?" If we don't have at least one moment where we want to really reject what Jesus says, then my guess is we aren't reading it carefully enough. All of this is to say, the good news of the Gospel is at once good and at once shocking. And so my invitation for you today, and indeed what I'm trying to do on this Tuesday in the second week of Lent, is to reflect on the ways in which I have tamed Jesus. The ways in which I have reconstructed Jesus to be more palatable to my own prejudices, my own mores, my own lifestyle. Maybe this Lent and this journey through John is an opportunity to confront Jesus again. To confront Jesus and have Jesus confront us, this person who is, as the church says, God in the flesh, who calls us to a way of life that leads to abundant life, which is eternal life. Let us pray. O God, you willed to redeem us from all iniquity by your Son. Deliver us when we are tempted to regard sin without abhorrence, and let the virtue of his passion come between us and our mortal enemy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.